The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Bev and Nick.
One of those fun things when you're an adult is when you realise you've gone through your whole life not realising something. It's like when you learn, because usually once you finish school, you get a bit of, life experience. Well, occasionally you fall into this category.
Well, last year it was me. I didn't know that there was actual cheese in cheesecake. I just thought they were calling
that's
it cheesecake.
Right.
Yeah.
I still don't get what... Sorry, I'm just going to revisit that. Why did you think it was cheesecake if it didn't have cheese in it?
Yeah, no, like chicken twisties. There's no chicken in there.
Yes, there is chicken flavouring.
No, chicken flavouring's not chicken. It's just some chemicals.
It still says chicken.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't think there's burgers in
burgeries. I reckon there was cheese. Yeah, there's not.
No, but there's definitely cheese in a cheesecake.
Well, based on those other two, I thought the same thing.
Well, Nick, you're in good company. Fellow comedian Chelsea Handler
yes.
has admitted to only finding out something when she was 40. I reckon she's about 50 now, so this would have been about 10 years ago. She was telling Jimmy Fallon on his Tonight Show something she learnt when she was an adult.
I didn't know until I was 40 years old that the sun and the moon were not the same thing. My older sister Simone looked up at the sky and she said, Chelsea, look up. It's not often you get to see the sun and the moon at the same time.
Yeah.
I go, but they're always together. And as soon as I said that, she turned around and she said, I need you to tell me what you think is happening between the sun and the moon. And I was like, honestly, I just assumed when the sun went down, it popped back up as the moon, you know?
I thought that when I was younger, until I was like in my 20s.
Really?
I used to think that the sun, because it...
Didn't you do a diorama?
Because it goes... A what?
Diorama. You know where you make the...
Sounds like a movie.
Where you make the universe.
The universe and the...
You know, with all the styrofoam
polystyrene balls.
Polystyrene
balls around it.
Yeah. And you make all the planets and... Nah,
not on my planet. So the sun, this was my theory, the sun, when it was in the sky and it set, I always used to think that it went into the water, into the ocean, and then when it come back up, that'll dry the sun, and then when it come back up, it'd be white, and then it'd go into the sky and become hot again.
What would
make
it hot?
Why is everyone looking at me so stupid for?
Because of what you just said.
Did no one else think that?
No.
No, I just thought when they called something a different name, it was a different thing. So if it
there's
was
a lot of different names for the same thing.
I just say that's the sun at night. If it was still the same thing, it's the moon and the sun. It's like you're Fev and he's Nick.
But what's
you're not Fev and Nick.
But the sun's the heat source.
Yeah, but then that's what I'm saying. When it went into the water, it's made it. That's why it went colder.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it went into the water.
That's what didn't you hear? I thought it used to go into the sea, and that would make it go cold. Because the sun was so hot and I had to chill out
before I come up
the next day.
So hang on, do you want to go?
It's just like putting something in the fridge.
It's overheating like a laptop that's
been on
for too long.
Do you want to go back to the start of this? Because you said well into your 20s. So well into your 20s, did you think the sun was going into the ocean?
I did, yeah. When it said, I go, oh, there it goes.
So you're in the AFL. You're in the AFL playing a night game going, thank God the sun's cooled off.
Yeah.
Kick a few shenags at the G now.
Yeah, well. That's all right.
131060, what have you just learnt? Maybe like Fev, you were in your 20s when you found out the sun wasn't the moon. Maybe like Nick, you didn't realise that the cheesecake had cheese
that's
in it.
That's more stupid.
I'm trying to think of anything.
Are you joking?
You are kidding.
It's called cheesecake.
Yeah, I know. It's called the moon and the sun.
1019 The Fox.
We do, and we're talking about things that you've just learnt. Chelsea Handler, American comedian, was on the Jimmy Fallon show. And revealed that she was 40 before she realised that the sun and the moon were different things. Yeah, she just thought it was the same thing in the sky. And then we found out that Brendan Favola thought the same thing till he was well into his 20s.
Mm.
He thought that, can I do it again? So you thought the sun...
Yeah, because the sun's so hot and it's bright. And then I never knew where it used to go. So you used to see it go. And then when you look out into because we live on the beach, and I've always lived that side... And it goes into the ocean. So I used to think that it just cooled down, went around for 12 hours, and then when it come back up, it was the sun again.
Yes. Mm. That's it's Nick?
Yeah. Well, you know now it doesn't go anywhere. We move.
What?
The Earth
the sun doesn't go anywhere. The sun stays in the same spot. It's a star. We're moving around it.
Yeah. What?
The sun doesn't go anywhere. We spin.
I know we spin, but the sun moves.
No, the sun.
The sun's not moving.
The sun's in the middle.
So it never moves.
Never moves. Sun's in the middle. We go around it.
I know.
Can I throw something else out there?
You know,
the moon, you didn't know either, did you?
I'm just helping you out. No, the moon. I only just the moon actually is only lit up by the sun. Did you know that?
Oh. Yes. So the sun, the moon has no light emanating from it. Mm. It is a reflecting the sun. So the sun on the northern hemisphere, on the other side of the world, when the moon is in our orbit, we can see it because it's the light from Europe at the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's so why doesn't it light up other things?
No, like it doesn't. Pluto. No, it doesn't light up. Pluto doesn't light up. The sun's the only lit.
Yeah, but why does it only light the moon up?
Well, it doesn't. Pluto will be lit up. We just can't see it.
We just can't see it because it's not as far, because the moon's closer.
Further away. Yeah, there you go. The moon's in our orbit.
Mm.
Pluto's not, I don't think.
So is Uranus.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Jaden in Frankston. Hi, Jaden.
Hi, how are you?
I'm back.
Good, Jaden.
G'day, Jaden.
Just talking through astronomy here, Jaden. What have you just learnt?
Look, I'm pretty embarrassed to admit this, but I'm 30 years of age and I only just realised that the stuffing in a chook is not a natural part of the chook.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
I had this chat with my kids yesterday because Mia's gluten-free and got all these stupid things that go on when she eats. And we had a roast chicken from Coles and I peeled it all and then put some seasoning on because I love the seasoning. And Mia was grabbing the seasoning and then Alex goes, I don't think you should eat that because it's got breadcrumbs and it's been made. She goes, what do you mean it's made? She goes, it's man-made. She goes, is it not part of the chicken? And then Lulu goes, yeah, Mum, it's part of the chicken. And they're like, we're like, no.
Yeah.
It's been stuffed to give the chicken flavour and stuff. They were blown away.
Wow.
They thought, I said, what did you think? It was like chicken poo or something. Yeah. It's just been cooked up.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, well, we just didn't know. She thought it was like its guts. She thought it was the chicken's guts.
Wow. See, Jaden, you're not alone. Yeah. I sort of get that.
Yeah.
Although when you
had this conversation last night,
when you taste it, you can taste like the oregano or the rosemary. You can sort of get to the bottom of it not being part of the chicken, Jade. And that is very funny. Thank you for sharing that.
Well done, Jado.
Julian in Werribee.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Julian. What have you just learnt?
I'm 25, and last year I found out the Burnley Tunnel runs underwater.
Does it? Hang on.
Mate, are you joking? It's underneath the Yarra. You know when you drip, you get water drip on your car?
No.
Because it leaks.
Yeah. My sister told me and then I put it up on social media and I got absolutely roasted about it.
So that's why it is a tunnel. Is that why it is a tunnel? Because it went under the Yarra?
Not just an open air road. Yeah.
Well, no, because... I assumed it was going under houses and streets.
That's why you're so scared going under it. I hate going to that tunnel because it actually leaks. Water drips.
I go through it twice a day. Yeah. I've never noticed leaking.
If that collapsed, you're in the Yarra.
I don't think the Yarra is that heavy. Like, I'm not that worried about the Yarra. Like, I'd be more worried about skyscrapers falling, caving in than the Yarra.
No, the Yarra's dangerous, man.
You just swim out.
You did it.
The rips in there.
You did.
There's no rips in the Yarra.
Mate, there is. Someone passed away on the weekend swimming in the Yarra.
Aren't rips just in the ocean?
No.
Have I just learned something? How do you get a rip in a river?
The Yarra's dangerous.
I also love the idea, Fev, that a whole tunnel system collapses on you and you're like, hope there's not a rip. I'll be in big trouble here.
I've been in the Yarra. I was gutsy enough to go in it.
You were.
I was ballsy and I went in. But yeah, the Yarra's dangerous.
How do you get a rip? Because a rip in the ocean is the undertow pulling it out to the ocean. What's the rip in a...
Where do you think the Yarra goes?
That's just a stream.
Like, where does it go?
Well, it goes to the ocean.
Does it?
Yeah, but the ocean... the oceans have tides. Yeah,
same
rivers
as the sun
don't have
going
tides.
Into the ocean. Same
I don't,
thing.
I want to...
a bit different.
I want to take it
whatever,
from you, but
James boy.
Blake, how does a rip work in a...
He won't know.
It's less of a rip and it's more of a fast-moving current.
Well, there
and
we
get
go.
Get this. Current. Yeah. The Yarra is an upside-down river. So it's actually moving faster under the water than on the
top.
Surface.
Yeah, that's why it's so dangerous.
Well, hang
so
on.
People,
I'm
jump
not
off right. the, people used to jump off the bridge, right? Mm. These people jump off the bridge. You know the bridges that go across, like Toorak Road and all that right there. They used to jump in and they used to get stuck in the mud at the bottom because it was so wet. But the current underneath the bottom of the water is quicker than the top. So when people dive in, if you're just at the top of the surface, you're fine. But if you go underneath, like to the bottom, you get swept away. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, hang on. So I wasn't wrong. There's no rips. There's currents. I get...
Same.
A current is so different to a rip.
Hey, get
There's
caught in
rips
it.
There's in the Yarra.
You're stuffed.
Adrian in Pasco Vale South. Hi, Adrian.
Well, guys, my head's starting to hurt.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That conversation was doing my head in. Adrian, what have you just learned?
It wasn't me. I had a 25-year old mature apprentice somehow finished his time after this perler. So he said, "What are you doing on the weekend?" And I said, "Oh, I'm excited. I'm mining my nieces and my nephew." And he goes, "What's a nephew?" And I said, "The opposite to a niece, the boy version, you know." And he goes, yeah, good one. And I'm like, no, seriously, it's a thing. So he didn't know what a nephew was.
What
he thought they were nieces were boys and girls.
Oh, how did that slip through his education?
Yeah.
Like, how does that slip through?
Well, I mean, the moon doesn't exactly fall into the ocean, does it?
No, it was the sun, not the moon.
Oh,
get it right, Adrian.
Thank you to everyone.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
The most talked about man on the planet over the last week or two has been Prince Harry, the spare himself. He has released his autobiography on the back of his, was it a 6-part documentary
brilliant
about
Netflix,
himself?
Yeah, brilliant Netflix series.
Well, how exciting is this? We are joined all the way from the UK by Prince Harry,
the impersonator,
Reese Wittig. Reese, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody, and thanks so much for having me on your show today.
Now, Reese, we're looking at you on Zoom at the moment, and the likeness is surreal. It is very understandable why you make money from impersonating yourself as Prince Harry. It is incredible likeness. The book has been released, but one of the issues that has come about, and I've seen Harry being interviewed about this, is he does talk in the book about his Taliban kill count. I've said that we've talked about the Taliban way too much on today's show, and it's really starting to worry me. But and his security, obviously, there's been a sudden increase in his security threat. Now, this is affecting you, Reese.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you think it's strange looking at me. Imagine what it feels like for me to look like somebody famous as Prince Harry. And you're right. I think the general consensus of experts' opinions has been it was a very unwise move to reveal this information in his memoir, Spare, this week, putting not only his own safety, but his family and also that of, I believe, King Charles, because of the coronation. What on earth are they going to do for security there once now Harry is as a security threat for the Taliban? But initially, I only thought of Harry's safety. It wasn't until I received a text from my mum to say, "Reese, with this news about the Taliban kill count from Harry, you really need to wear your glasses out in public now because you're also a target because you look so much like him."
So you got no,
and I had some goosebumps.
You got no gigs in Afghanistan coming up, or
none planned for the foreseeable future, for sure.
It would be. I was thinking, Reese, on one hand, because he's so much in the zeitgeist at the moment, he's one of the most talked about people. This would be great for your career, I imagine. Are you getting booked a lot? Is everyone want Prince Harry attending functions?
It is really good news for my career, definitely. I've got lots of bookings coming ahead, and particularly at the busy coronation period, it's going to be very, very busy indeed. And as far as I'm concerned, the old saying, "There's no such thing as bad publicity," is usually true. And how it works for us as a lookalike family is the quieter they are on the news, that we have less work and vice versa. So whenever they're on the front pages, we're really happy because we could not buy the publicity that they give us really for our work.
Now, Hazza, the coronation is coming up, and I don't think Prince Harry's going to come unless they fix some things. Why don't you just rock up like you rock up?
Well, this whole thing of Megxit, which happened all the way back in 2020, it's amazing it's been 3 years. It could have all been solved if I just swapped places with Harry. I could have waved on the balcony at Buckingham Palace. I would have done that.
You could have. Do you have a Megan that works with you, Reese?
Oh, yes, he
yes.
would.
I have a Megan. We have literally the whole family, including all the lookalike children of George and Charlotte and Louis. I usually work with a girl called Sarah Malanga, and we do lots of jobs together all over the world. And we've been sent as far as Hong Kong. I've filmed a TV commercial in Israel, and I've performed on stage in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Wow.
That's all amazing. Now, I want to know one thing, Harry. Have you put any cream on your todger?
Ooh, that would be telling. I don't divulge as many secrets as the real Prince Harry, I'm afraid.
Do you have reason?
Take that as a yes.
What? when did you realise that you had this uncanny likeness to Prince Harry? Was it, you know?
I reckon primary school, when everyone said, "You look like Prince Harry," we're calling you Harry.
Hey, Ginger. Fan of pants.
Well, it really was as far back as that when I used to watch on the news Charles and Diana, who obviously had a huge media presence, and you see young William and Harry walking behind them. And I would think, gosh, the other redhead boy, he also looks quite similar to me. But I just thought, it's just all gingers look the same. It's nothing. But then about when we both turned about 18, when Harry got into the army and he got more media attention then. And I was looking at the TV and I was thinking, gosh, no, this is a bit weird because we really do look quite similar. And there's only 14 months between us. We're both the same height, we've got the same physique. And my family was saying, Reece, like, you're getting stopped on the street. People are giggling. They're commenting, oh, my gosh, that boy looks like Prince Harry. There could be something in this for you. Why didn't you apply to the agencies? And it was actually Meghan Markle, I have to thank, for my look-like career taking off, because as soon as they announced the engagement in November 2017, I became a look-like the very next day.
Right.
I got signed up to an agency, and basically I had my first look-alike job 2 months later, and I won a competition with the airline over here in Europe called EasyJet, and I won free flights for a whole year.
Oh, wow.
And so I got sent to a billionaire's party in Hong Kong.
Wow.
So I'm hoping to come over to Australia very soon for a gig too. It'd be amazing.
Has your mum or dad ever met Princess Di or the King, Charles?
I think my dad may have briefly seen Prince Charles one time many years ago.
That's not going to work then, is it?
But have you met a royal? Have you met any of them?
I've not met any of them. And would you believe, most lookalikes who are not royals, but generally like Simon Cowell, they've all got that photograph side by side with the actual real famous person. But we've been advised, hushly, do not approach the royals. They would really not appreciate you standing side by side getting that photograph. I think maybe they might feel a bit threatened that somebody looks so much like them. They might feel a bit less special, maybe.
Or maybe someone like Harry, because he's gone all American and all Hollywood, he might actually take you on as a stunt double, get you to go to things for him. Mate, I reckon he'd embrace that right
100%.
Now. 100%. And it puts your security.
Definitely would love to body double for him in the movies.
And if pasty gingers makes Harry feel uncomfortable, is that why he moved to California? The UK is not the spot. That's what...
No.
I'm one.
I think he's got the better choice of weather over there, definitely.
And now finally, Reece, and I think your answer might be quite biased because you are a Prince Harry lookalike, and it is like I'm talking to him when I look at you.
Harry!
But you are British and the world is divided. Are you on the side of Wills and Charles, the King, or are you on the side of Prince Harry in
Team
this
Harry.
Massive fallout? Who do you agree with?
I'm always going to be on Team Harry for life, I'm afraid. I've got to be. I've got so much to thank for him.
Would you air your family's dirty laundry and hang them out to dry the way he has?
Not at all. I've got brains.
There we go. Oh, yes. Well, Reece, we hope that your security isn't threatened. We realise that is... I agree with your mum. We're a hat and glasses for the next few months.
Yep. Absolutely.
My question, I thought maybe mum or dad might have strayed
you were
with
going.
Prince.
He was assuming that your mum may have had an affair with James Hewitt or Prince Charles.
Yeah, that's why he does look like, he agrees. Mumsy.
What about in his interview? Sorry, I'm now taking this away into Prince Harry. He admitted to the James Hewitt likeness.
Mm.
That was fascinating. Again, too much information, Harry. Reece, thank you so much for joining us. Reece Wittig, Prince Harry, the
Prince Harry impersonator.
Good luck with everything and stay safe.
Hey, stay safe, man.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Bye.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, former AFL footballer, former COD player.
Author.
What other hobbies have you had since I've known you?
Well, he's a Guinness World Record holder.
Television watcher.
TV personality.
Yep.
Superstar.
Now, set himself a resolution. He has claimed that this year his New Year's resolution is to read a book a month. That's 12 books this year, so it's time for...
Brendan's Book Club.
Now, you made this claim on yesterday's show, Fev, and on our social media, I know you have been, certainly not Pavarotti.
Who is it, Mozart?
That's closer because it's a composer, not a singer. So Pavarotti is an Italian singer.
I know.
This is...
Same blood.
Okay, definitely not. Now,
because I've never read a book, Boxy.
You've never read a book, not and you completed Year 12. See, that makes no sense.
I copy my friend's.
Yeah.
Boxy, it makes heaps of sense. God, are you serious?
Okay. So anyway, you're getting lots of people who are making suggestions. Mate, we've got lots
got
of suggestions.
Bombarded yesterday.
Well, what are some highlights? What are people wanting you to read?
Makes my head hurt. There was a lot of Silver Linings, which is Alex's book. Yeah. They're like,
you should read
you
that.
You probably should read that.
Read
your own book. Lived it. There's a lot of crime. A lot of like, they say it's easy to read. There was
that your book?
A lot of crime. There's a couple of paragraphs. There was a couple of Joe Rogan book. People read. He's got a book apparently. I just thought he had a podcast. Not right.
No. It'd be people that were maybe on his show. David Goggins. I saw that a bit.
Yeah, he's coming out.
Yeah.
I follow him. Stay hard.
Yeah.
See, no, I stand by this. I, knowing that the genre of TV show you like,
yeah.
And I think a crime mystery like a Patricia Cornwell, Barbara Erskine, Robert Goddard. I'm going to say John Grisham, but you'll just watch the movies, so that you'll cheat. But you'd love that because it keeps you. They're the books you can't put down. Yeah. You need a book you can't put down.
Yeah.
Because if you get bored, you're going to shut it. But if you want to keep turning the pages to find out what happens, that's what's going to get you.
Yeah. So when you read a book, this might sound stupid, do you take in everything?
Absolutely. I read every page.
Like, does it all, like, so when you finish that book, you know everything. It's like a movie.
Yeah. And you know better. You'll enjoy these, but actually, what's that?
Because I'll tell you what.
Like Stephen Bosch books.
Chris Bosch?
No.
What about Say Cheese and Die? That's R.L. Stein. That's a Goosebump book. You might like that.
When I used to play footy, so we used to have a lot of meetings, which we do here. We have an awful lot of meetings.
One
and
yesterday.
And there's a lot of yesterday. It's finished at like two this morning. I was like, what the hell? So they give you a lot of text, and you have to read it, and they have it on the big screens, and you got to read through all the stuff and all the plays, and I had no idea because I couldn't comprehend what was up there. But then when we went out in the ground, and we did exactly what was on the board, but we put it out in cones and we ran through it, man, boom, I knew everything. It's like a movie.
I
know everything to movies. As soon as it comes to text, I am
your imagination will run. You'll enjoy it. You'll be more engaged with a book than you are with a TV show. I think you're going to love it.
Yeah, just maybe 50 Shades of Grey first. That'll get me in.
Do you know, I've never read that.
Oh, I haven't read it either. I watched a movie.
I think what we've got to find, and quite seriously, is something that doesn't have a movie. Because you will.
No, I don't do that. That's cheating.
No, you're going to cheat.
So what do you reckon? We've got some suggestions?
Yeah.
Because I need to read one.
Yeah, but we've got suggestions.
The month is about to end.
What about The Shining? Too long for him?
No, definitely not.
Why?
It's too depressing.
Horror?
Yeah, yuck. No, he won't like horror.
I went on the ghost train yesterday at the Rye Festival and I put myself.
Yeah, all right. No Shining then.
Are we getting suggestions? But I don't reckon they're right.
Just give me a book.
I will. I'm going to think of one. I'm going to give you the book, actually. See, people have put forward lots of... biographies, but no, that's not for you.
No.
Someone suggested Matthew McConaughey's book, Green Lights.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So you just do that the whole time.
Drinking Wild Turkey. Think I'm him. So I've got to get in the character because I was on Neighbours.
Yeah, that's by the end of the book. Yeah, you played yourself in a cameo in my scene because I was the actress.
Hey, and it's memorable.
My...
No one remembers Brooke Butler. They remember me being at your...
Do they?
Oh, apparently.
This is about books. Hey, how did we bring Neighbours into Fev's book club?
101.9 The Fox.
Husey Tuesday.
It's a new year. It's 2023 and we have yet to touch base with our very good friend Dave Hughes. It's Husey Tuesday. Husey?
We're 2 days in, Fee, so take the pressure
You're
off.
Right.
Now, I'm great. I'm so happy. Life is wonderful. I just got back from America, guys. So, yeah.
What were you doing in the States, Husey?
We had a holiday in Los Angeles, and you know what? It's a good place to go on holiday with children if they like basketball. We went to 3 NBA games. And,
nice.
We hung out with, LeBron James.
What? How do you hang out with LeBron James?
We're in the same building as him.
Oh. So, yeah.
But also we met Adam Sandler.
Did you meet him?
Well, look, he walked past us, all right? So
Madame Tussauds?
No, not no. At the basketball, Adam Sandler is a big basketball fan. So he walked past, and then when he was walking back, my son, my 13-year-old son, went to give Adam Sandler a fist bump because he saw Adam Sandler give other people fist bumps, and he put his hand out for a fist bump from Adam Sandler, and Sandler looked at my son and just shook his head and said, no.
Oh, brutal.
He put his elbow out or something to Raph, didn't he?
He did. He put his elbow up, Fev, and yeah, so that was it. And
burn him.
He burned him, and Adam Sandler went up in my estimations. I thought, you know, good on you, Adam. You know, that kid doesn't deserve it. Yeah. He doesn't deserve it. Or Nick. You know, he hasn't got the right.
It's the water boy. Yeah. What's Raph done?
But hang on, did he just miss him? Because I've stood there when I go to the basketball and the basketball players come along and they high-five everyone.
She's been to the basketball once.
And and I think I've been missed by a player and I just went, he's Adam just Sandler's accidentally not a missed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Adam's got a lot of people to fist pump. He's probably just missed Raph accidentally.
No, he hasn't missed him. It was deliberate. And again, I respect Adam for it. So, you know, even though we had one, we'd watched one of his movies the night before, a movie called Sandy Drexler or something, which is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my whole life.
Did he play basketball in it, Husey? Is there a basketball scene?
I don't know if he was in that basketball movie. Yeah, you know, I know he loves him. Him and LeBron are best mates, apparently. So
I think in those big email leaks from Sony or whatever a few years ago, there was a thing where Adam Sandler constantly has a basketball scene. He tries to get a basketball scene in every movie because he just likes playing basketball with his mates. Mm. So yeah, I'm like, that is great.
Is it true, Husey, that you were getting photos from some Aussies and you wanted LeBron to see you getting photos so you could speak to LeBron? Is that true?
That is very true. I just wanted LeBron to look up and go, who dat? He didn't. But that led to the attendant saying, you know, looking and having a chat to me and telling me the Jack Nicholson seat was in front of ours.
Yeah, because he's gone missing.
Where is Jack Nicholson? I've read that. No one's seen him for a year.
He's a recluse. He
hasn't left his house, apparently. Mm. So, look, he may have dementia. So... Anyway, it's going to happen to all of us. It's happened to Jack. I mean, he's had a great life.
Like
so
The Shining.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Sounds like a great trip paid by Qantas anyway, because you flew economy with the family. That was great. Great trip to LA. Now,
it wasn't paid by we paid for it, mate. So that's why we're in economy.
I think you got a little family deal. But anyway, that's the rumor. Ed Cavalier, your co-host, told me that it was a Qantas cashy.
Wasn't it? We absolutely paid. I use my points, actually. Anyway, whatever.
Hey, is it true, though, you did, you got bitten by one of your pets, Marshmallow? Is that true? Your hand's all swollen.
Yeah, I absolutely. The other night in bed, my cat, which wanted to be fed at like 3 o'clock in the morning, bit me. And yeah, I was bleeding all over the sheets and it's still a bit pussy.
What do you mean? Hang on. It's 3 o'clock. You just lie in bed and you're asleep and the cat just jumps up and scratches you.
Yeah, look.
He was trying to cuddle Holly and he's like, no, don't.
No, he woke me up. He did wake me up. And so I was patting his head just sort of, shut up, mate, shut up. And he just bit me quite hard.
Do you know it's dangerous? It's dangerous because they've got parasites in their teeth.
Yeah.
Cats.
Look, you have a look.
Whoa, wow.
Oh, ow. Right. Oh, that's infected. Oh, Husey, that's infected.
You need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, it is
that's
infected.
Awful.
Have you tried Betadine, Savlon?
I couldn't find any. It was in the dark. So, I should put something on it. But you know what? I think that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That's my... point of view.
Or it can make your hand fall off. So.
Well, he's got real soft skin, real thin skin.
Now, I've got paper thin skin. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I've got old man skin. And Yeah, I know.
Turns out the whiskers cut him. Split him open. The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Feb and Nick.